Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolesithathu mhlaka 4 kumfumfu 2017 nguntungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Njalo lindoda lwesethithela kakhulu iqiniso lokuthi khona ipoison le wayidla ngaphi phayi. Kati yena waqinelela khona lokho njalo. Kati umuntu ngayethena hayi bakithi ngizile lapha impilana kanye ngihambanga ngomuntu. Sokulicala kaqhamukaqombe njengomuntu ukuthi khona ngizibala ukwenze lokho.
Sokuqhamuke ukulwisana okukhulu phakathi kwabasekeli bakamongameli Mugabe, umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko lo mnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Lapho kubhaliswa khona okwamanje abantu abakwazi sisi kahle ukuthi kumele benzeni njalo lokuthi into yakhona ihamba kanjani. Ngibona ngani kusweleka kakhulu into ekuthiwa yi-voter education.
Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho ithi isibhalise abantu abazinkulungwane ezingamatshumi amabili lanhlanu i-25,000. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe sezivuse umhlonga zisola kakhulu inyathelo likahulumende elokuzama ukusebenzisa umthetho we-Cybercrime Act ophakathi kokubunjwa ukufakela abantu imigoqo ekukhulumisaneni ebulenjini. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ingxabangxoza esebandleni leZanu PF isifike kuzinga elibi kulandela imbiko kamnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko eyokuthi omunye wakhe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa weyise umongameli Robert Mugabe ngokuthi wafakelwa ichefu ekudleni eze egule eGwanda kumaviki edluleyo. Khuluma esegweru ukumavika sanda kwedlula umongameli Mugabe watshela umhlangano weZanu PF ukuthi odokotela bakaMnangagwa bamtshela ukuthi uMnangagwa wayengaguliswanga ichefu njalo wayengadlanga ichefu. Kodwa ngomgqibelo uMnangagwa utshele isikhumbuzo sikamuyi unkosikazi Shuvai Mahofa esenzelwe eMashwingo ukuthi yena njengomahofa wafakelwa ichefu waphosa wafa. Umphoko uthe amazwi kaMnangagwa atshengisa ukuthi usefuna ukuyangisa uMugabe emphakathini. Umphoko nguye osaphethe isikhundla sikamongameli Robert Mugabe okwamanje ngoba umongameli Mugabe eseSouth Africa. Sixoxele encwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Maxim Kandla yena othi uMnangagwa kumele azisukele esikhundleni hatshi ukumelela ukuxotshwa njengokwenziwa unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru.
So lathi sithi kaphume egcikini ngoba wadlala fana indoda lawana wasezama ukwakha njengomuntu omdala ukuthi yena kazanga lutho kazengedlile ama-ice cream lawo. Hayi umkhuhlane nje wayesakha njengomuntu omdala uthi kungabi lodlakile. So lathi khona lapha sithi thina hayi kaphumele egcekeni ethena hayi ngadla laphana njalo engameleli ukusuka laphana seqotha njengobomjuru arizayini ethe angisakufuni lokho. Abantu baza uzaphume elesithunzi laphana abantu bembuki kunalokho ukuthi khona ephume seqotha ngoba i-reshuffle leza kuya leyo vele uyahamba ngekhona bamxotshe. Njalo lundoda losethithe naye kakhulu iqiniso lokuthi khona ipoison le wayidla ngaphi phayi. Kati yena waqinelela khona lokho njalo. Kati umuntu ngayethena hayi bakithi ngizile laphana impilana kanye ngihambanga kuhle. Sokulicala kaqhamukaqombe njengomuntu ukuthi khona ngizibala ukwenze lokho. Kodwa-ke iqiniso elikhona ukuthi lwana umuntu uziwahlilele e-South Africa, which is a fact.
Nxa ukhangele okwenzakala kubandla leZanu PF kungabangela na ukuthi ibandla leli lidabuke phakathi njengalokho esekubone kwenza amanye amabandla?
leli libandla elizadabuka sibili phakathi okuzwayo ngobana umnyangagwa umuntu osebemkhangelile amacala njengokuthi khona izaphu kwathiwa khona balezikhali balalokhu kwakuyimzoriya kwathi khona olamabutho akhe eselimpopu kwabuyithole kwakhulunywa ngakhona lokhu kwabuyithwangeleyo kwathiwa khona uBenny Manashe befuna ukumbulala uthele ani ngulamacala banamanga laba bantu laba amakhethi kamnyangagwa yiwaphi nakade bewagcinile insuku zonke lezi kutho ukuthi bonke vele banamacala yikuthi vele egoground lalo licala esizalivumbulula thina ngobana bona kabafuna ukuthi khona likhulunywe ngakho ngakho thina sizakukhuluma kuphela ngakho kuzokuza khona lokhu kuxabana kwabo khona lokhu umnyangagwa uzasuka laphana esekelwe ngama-overtrains lamanye ama-provinces automatically abe somtshengisa ukuthi khona iyabe ihlephukile izane ukuhlephuka kwayo khona laphana undodalwane uzaba labantu phakathi ku-army abazabe bemsekela ayisee yonke i-army ezakuthi hayi asimsekeli
umnumzana Max Mkandla ucubungula ezombusazwe ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 ekobulawayo Ikomishini ebona ngokuqutsha kokhetho ithi isibhalise abantu abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili lanhlanu i-25,000 kuluhlu lwabantu abazavota kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Ekhuluma le-Studio 7 umgcinisihlalo weZimbabwe Electoral Commission uNkosikazi Rita Makarau uveze njalo ukuthi sebencediswe lugatsha lwe-United Nations Development Program i-UNDP. Ukudinga isiphala sokugcinela yonke imininingwana ephathelane lokhetho iseva ngesingisi.
Parizhino tanyoresa vanhu vanokwana 25,000.
Okwamanje sesibhalise abantu abangaba zinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili lanhlanu 25,000. Yiyo embiko esesiyitholile ekutshoneni kwelanga layizolo. Bangu 25,600. I-UNDP ithi isisitholele iseva entsha ezafika elizweni kumaviki amabili alandelayo.
Izek ithi izaqala ukubhalisa umuntu wonke okugoqela uZulu emaphandleni ngeviki ezayo ngolwesibili ngemva kokuthola imitshina ebiyimelele. Sixhume umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeShalom Trust umnumzana Angliston Sfanda sambuza ukuthi luhamba njani uhlelo lokubhalisa abantu kwamanje endaweni ezijiyeneyo.
Lapho kubhaliswa khona okwamanje abantu kabakwazi sisi kahle kahle ukuthi kumele benzeni njalo lokuthi into yakhona ihamba kanjani. Ngibona ngani kusweleka kakhulu into ekuthiwa yi-voter education iyafikela kakhulu lathi ama-NGOs akade sisasezosayithi ebesizama ukuthi sibhalise ukuthi siphiwe imvumo yokwenza i-voter education abanye besingamabanhlanganiso ezinye bezingenamali kanti njalo lesonto siyangikhona nje ukuwakhredita ebengani kuyabayadondadonda kuyadileya kuyaphuza so-ke abantu kade sika kungabi ne-excitement kangako esingathi ngumdladla ngeprocess yakhona so asazi njengoba bezavula next week ukuthi kuzaba njani sizabona sizabe si-observe silandela sibone ukuthi kuzahamba kanjani.
Ayikaqalisi la namhlanje iZEC ukumemezela emaphephandabeni lasemisakazweni.
Umuntu wakhona kawufiki kahle kahle ebantwini. Kukhona nyana kodwa ke singakhohlwa phela ukuthi angaze bamemezele kuZTV. Abantu abaningi eZimbabwe abavele abasayibukeli iZTV ngendaba esizaziyo nje zokuthi ama-program akhona abantu abawathandi. Kade sicabanga ukuthi bazagcwala basabalale benze imikhankaso endaweni eziningi ngoba amaphepha ayadula. Abantu abaningi ngomkhonomo okhona idola inyuzipepa idola imali eningi kakhulu. Abantu abaningi abenelisi ukuthenga inyuzipepa. So besicabangela ukuthi bazahamba basebenze lathi inhlanganiso ezimeleyo senzeni nomkhankaso omkhulu sendawonye ukuthi abantu bahambe beregesi. Kodwa sicabangela ukuthi engxesikhweza sithole sesinuka santungwane ukuthi engxe mhlawumbe kuvele kule njongo ngoba sibone abebangeli ukusabezana uPF bethi bona kanganabo abafuna ukuzihlupha nje kangako ngali iprocess ngoba kukhangani kona kukhona kule indlela asebenzile already. So kusenza sesibona ngani kunukwa santungwane kodwa besingathandi ukuthi sesicabangelane kanjalo besathanda ukuthi senzele into lesibambisane ndawonye njengesizwe seZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Angliston Isifanda ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeShalom Trust isixoxela ekobulawayo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe sezivuse umhlonga zisola inyathelo likahulumende lokufuna ukusebenzisa umthetho we-Cybercrime Act ophakathi kokubunjwa okwamanje ozafakela uzulu imigoqo ekusebenziseni indlela zakulezi nsuku zokukhulumisana ezebulenjini la kubomakhalekhukhwini. Lokhu kulandela imbiko kamphathintambo wendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Ignatius Chombo ngeviki edluleyo, yena othe abazatholakala besebenzisa inkundla ezobulembu lezi nganxele bazabotshwa. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Uzulu weZimbabwe usesebenzisa indlela ezehlukeneyo zokukhulumisana ezigoqela ezebulenjini be-inthanethi lakubomakhala ekhukhwini ekwenzeni ingqe yini kusukela ekuhambiseni imibiko kwezamabhizimusi ukuzijabulisa lokwenza okungekho emthethweni. Kodwa uhulumende weZimbabwe uphakathi kokupheka umthetho wokunqanda abasebenzisa ubulembu ngendlela ayithi iphazamisa inhlala kahle elizweni. Imbiko kaChombo ithiye abantu bethukuthele bethi amalungelo abo akusisekelo sombuso angahluthunwa imithetho engacaciyo ngoba isisekelo sombuso sibapha lawo malungelo. Unkosikazi Sikhululekile Moyo kaWard 17 kobulawayo uthe uChombo kayeke ubethusela ethi imithetho isibancindezela njalo ibaphilisa nzima.
Ngizubuhlungu kakhulu ngendlela uChombo abeka ngayo le government yethu yaseZimbabwe ukusethusela lokusincindezela thina njengabomama. Kuba nzima ukuthi siziphakamise ngoba kusuke omama besebesesaba ukuthi ngasebenzisa lokhu kuWhatsApp ngizabotshwa ngingayenza lokhu.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Thomas Sithole uthe inkulumo kaChombo ibuyisela muva intuthuko ekhona ezweni kwezamalungelo.
Lokho kukhulunywa nguChombo sibona ngani kubisele muva amalungelo oluntu. Sikhangela kakhulu isekelo sombuso esitsha lapha izizalwane zeZimbabwe ekumele sikhulume khona sikhululekile zingayisabi lokho esikuthi ngesiNgisi freedom of expression.
Isikhulumi sebandla lezaphu uIphithule Maphosa uthe kusobala ukuba umbuso kaMgabe ngoncindezelo.
UChombo uyatshengisela sobala ukuthi umbuso wabo loMgabe ngoncindezelo. Nampo sebethatha amalungelo abantu esithi freedom of expression besebenzisa indlela zokwethusela abantu. Asivumelani lakho njalo kumele becabangisise bebekwazi ukuthi babusa abantu hayi isidoli nje abamele batshele into zokuyenza.
Obona ngezokusakaza lobulembu emisa Zimbabwe unkosikazi Kholiwe Nyoni Majama uthe sebephume lohlelo WhatsApp lapho intatheli izindaba ezithi zingabotshwa kumbe zihlukuluzwe nguhulumende loZulu bathaye ucingo okungelambadalo bebasize.
Imisa Zimbabwe ayisiqalisanga lamhla ukusebenza lama-journalist. Sivele sile project kumbe i-program yethu esithi Media Defense Fund ekhangelela ukuthi yakuncedisa intatheli izindaba nxa zisebenza ungathola ukuthi kube lobulwa kumbe ubotshiwe ngoba utholakele endaweni okulomsindo botshiwe. So sithe kungcono sibe le toll free number, inamba yokuthi uyatshayela emisa ungadingi airtime. Inamba zakhona zithi 0778 443 7338. Ngiyaphinda njalo 0784433738.
Ethi ngemva kwalokho uma intatheli izindaba zibotshwa bahle bangene kuhlelo lokudingelwa igqwetha lokubamela bebona njalo ukuba imuli igcinekile.
Ngezehlakalo ezibekhona ama-demonstration abekhona kube kutholakala ukuthi ama journalists alakho ukuhlanganiswa labantu ngoba amapolice abengaboni ukuthi ngama journalists uyabo uzathola ukuthi ngathethi silungiselele ukhetho luka 2018 sesiqalisile ukwenza ama safety and security training workshop ukuthi ama journalists engazivikela njani.
Imisa Zimbabwe iphinde yakhupha imibiko isola uhulumende bethi uChombo kayisuye wakuqala ukukhupha imibiko elakho ukwephula isisekelo sombuso bethi umphathintambo uPatrick Chinamasa, uSamuel Undenge, uMike Bima loChris Mushowe ngabanye labo abakhuphe imibiko eyephula isisekelo sombuso uma kusiza kudaba lwebulenjini okuluku-Facebook, iWhatsApp, iTwitter lezinye ezehlukeneyo. Imisa Zimbabwe ithe kukhona okuchaya amanzi kuhulumende osembusweni ngoba inkulumo zabo zonke zephula usahluko 61 lo-62 wesisekelo sombuso bethi lokhu kujonge ukwenqaba ukukhululeka kukaZulu lentatheli zindaba ekusebenziseni ubulembu bekhuluma ngezomnotho lezombangazwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelo lwezizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe sikhangela ubudlelwano kwezamabhizimusi lakwezombusazwe obukhona phakathi kweZimbabwe leSouth Africa. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump namhla wethekelele idolobho leLas Vegas lapho okudutshulwe khona abantu phosa abangamashumi ayisithupha bafa njalo kwalimala bedlula amakhulu amahlanu ngomunye undoda emkhosini womculo weCountry Music. Umthetho ndaba wakweletheki namhlanje ugwebe abantu abangamashumi amathathu lane 34 ukuhlala ejele okwempilo yabo yonke ngemva kokufunyanwa belecala lokuzama ukugenqula lokubulala umongameli Erdogan embusweni. Iningi labo yiziphathamandla ezazi kubutho ngaleso sikhathi. Isikhathi sokuchisa kwelebhilitane siya sisobela njalo umqando usuqoqoda osokukhomba ukuphela kwezikhathi ezimnandi zamawoso ezenzakala maviki wonke ngesonto kulelo lizwe. Ngesikhathi sokuchisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezigoqela abadala, abatsha labantwana zihlangana maviki wonke emadolobheni achiyeneyo. Kuwoswa, kuchiswa inyama, kudliwa, kujajulwa. Abantu bechaya imiculo ehlukeneyo yezwekazi le-Afrika. UEzra Chisaspanda weStudio 7 wethekelele ezinye zalezi ndawo ezibizwa ngokuthi kusemawosweni wasethulela lolu daba.
Ngesikhathi sokuchisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eNgilandi zihlangane ndawonye emadolobheni ezihlala kuwe zichisa inyama zixoxa ngento ezijiyeneyo kuhlanganisela lokwenzakala ekhaya eZimbabwe, ezomnotho, imisebenzi kunye nenhlalakahle yazo kule Bhilithane. Isikhathi somqalo sitsho ukuphela kwakho konke lokho ngoba lezi ndawo zokuhlanganela ziyavalwa size ziyevulwa ngomnyaka ozayo ngesikhathi sokuchisa njalo. Limpela sonto yakuqala kukaMfumfu ibe ngokugcina kosa lonyaka njalo abantu abaningi bakhala ngesizungu abazabalaso ngesikhathi somqalo. Unkosazana Nonhlanhla Ndlovu obehamba lemuli yakhe ungomunye obesemawoseni awe phambi zwimbo edolobheni leSlough.
Hayo na siibonile isama sibili nasiyana kodwa isicholobela kodwa kungasenane sikholisile kusiphila ithuba lokuthi ke siphume labantu abethu siye kwejisa labangane lezihlobo.
Omunye olendawo yamawoso eBirmingham ohlanela khona amaZimbabwe ukuthiwa ekhaya umnunzana Anele Xaba uthi uZulu ukholisile uthumiza intuthu ukuvala amawoso alonyaka sokusisho ukuba ukunandi kuphelile.
Ubunandi dunya finish, siyabonga msakazi isama yesh. Hayi yaphele elizweni likaQueen sesilinde sona isinoo sakhona lesi mayibabo. Kodwa ke kungasenani.
Sikholisile.
Sikholisile bafethu. Liziphathe kahle, lizigcine kahle, sihlangane next summer again. Hayi okwamanje e-UK lapha sokushikishwa madoda. Sesishikishela nje ukuthi next summer sibe mnandi, sikholise njalo njengalokho ukukholise ezikwenzileyo manje. Kuyabongeka bafethu, liziphathe kahle, siyabonga.
Unkosazana Dorothy Moyo naye obewosa inyama elithi Sunday barbecue labangani bakhe, yena uthi baphume ngobuningi ukuthi bayewosa ukugcina bavalelise isikhathi sokuthisa.
Ya, sikholisile sibili, sizaza sikuboneka umnyaka ozayo, sibonge nje laba abasoselayo, hayi bekukuhle.
Yebo kambe, uZulu uyazithanda indawo lezo ohlanganela kudliwa, kodwa kukhona abasolayo ngokwenzakala kulezi ndawo. Mnumzana Dingilizwe Fuzwayo owaziwa ngokuthi ngubra Buddhas uthi kuhle ukuba nendawo zokukholisa abantu bendawonye kodwa endaweni lezi kulonyeyo kakhulu osokudilize imizi eminingi.
Siyake siphumule ukunyeyana okusemaphathini lapha lokuqalisa ubuzanga babantu. Hayi UK man, but hayi khona sikholisile imizi ichithekile, abanye bathola imizi khona phana kodwa hayi sesiyangena emqandweni sesibuyele emashiftini sokusetshenzwa futhi njalo. Ubunandi sasebubona khona next year.
Indawo zamawoso kwelendlandi zenziwa ngesikhathi sokuthisa kuphela. Lapho ilanga lichisa likhiphe inhlanzi emanzini. Yiso isikhathi izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziphuma kuningi. Zisiyahlanganela ndawonye zichitha isizungu. Ziqolotha, zijabula, kuxoxwa, kuxokozelwa, kudliwa njalo kugidwa. Yiso isikhathi esibakhumbuza ekhaya. Nanku ngokuqala kwenyanga kaMfumfu umqalo sisithi qoki manini kancane. Ngimele iStudio 7 eLondon, ngingu-Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Esigabeni sezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe lamhlanje silonkosazana Pinky Makeleni. Unkosazana Makeleni useleminyaka edlula elitshumi lasikhombisa ehlala eMelika. Wazalelwa eZimbabwe njalo wakhulela khona. Kunxoxo ayenzelo Praxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uMakeleni uthi sowaqalisa uhlelo lokuthungela amakhosikazi iziketi ezinde zokugqoka lapho besiya ecaweni alubiza ngokuthi yi-skirt ministry.
Sanibona, igama lam ndinguPink Makeleni, ndizalelwe eZimbabwe, ndaye esikolweni eZimbabwe. Ndaziye eAmerica ngo-1999. Ndafika ndafumana umsebenzi, ndasebenza.
Kuyini owenzakalayo ukuthi siqalise ukusebenza lo Teresa Dangwa?
Kulo nyaka ophelileyo mna nosisi wam uTeresa. UTeresa ndidibane naye ngoDisemba ka-2016. I think within a space yenyanga ezingu-6 we became very close. Kwathi ngenye imini sihleli siza kuya ecaweni kusasa, wathi yena ndinelapha elilapha endlini and kunomshini, ndifuna unxiba something special ngomso. So sathathela lapho salifika sathunga isiketi. Eso siketi sasisihle hands down. So saye ecaweni, sisecaweni abantu bamnika so many compliments ngeso siketi. So when we came back home, wathi yena uyazi ukuthi sinako ukuthenga amanye amalapho sithunga isiketi and turn this into a business. Sathi masike sizame. Sathenga amalapho saqala ukuthunga impahla and impahla ezininzi esizithungileyo bezize zakhe.
Ye, bezizami.
Kuyo beyimodel yakhona. So bemodela zonke iziketi nelokhwe besizithunga neqhiya zakhona.
Kuze ibe ibhizimusi laselisenzani-ke?
Because she's a businesswoman. Was set up a website, theskirtministry.com. So glapho bese advertiser khona zonke izinto esizithungayo. safumana ukuthi abantu abaninzi bayazithanda izimpahla esizithungayo.
Kungani liponga izikete ezinjalo?
Ingqondo yethu ibe ukuthi sifuna abantu nxa besiya ecaweni noba apha baya khona, abantu bazama ukunxiba izinto ezidecent. Impahla nxa sizithunga, sithunga either wena uzosixelela ukuba ufuna ukuthi sithunge ngelapho lakhona nokuthi sithunge ngelethu, and usinika ama-measurements wakho and we'll do a good job about that.
Litholakala ngaphi nxa abantu belidinga?
So sine-website ethi www.theskirtministry.com. Sine-Facebook page ethi Kente Skirts, Head Wraps and Scarves. Sinayo futhi ku-Instagram with the same name. So silindele ukuba nina nisithumela ama-orders, sinithungele impahla. And you can also reach us ku phone number 646-249-8669.
Ngizwe lapha ukhuluma usithi ingxenye yemali kumbe inzuzo eliyitholayo ekuthungeni lokuthengisa izikethi lezi liyayibisela emphakathini ukuze iyenceda abenhlanganiso eyasungulwa nguTeresa Dangwa, iyeDangwa Initiative, inceda intandane. Ingxenye ngaba isilinganiso sokungamashumi amabili lanhlanu ekhulwini, 25% eyama-profits. Yini ke iDangwa Initiative leyo?
iDangwa Initiative, for those maybe who don't know what ukuthi yani iDangwa Initiative, ifundisa abantwana abane-AIDS, abantwana abafelwe ngabazali because of AIDS, nabantwana abagcinwa ngogogo because of AIDS.
Unkosazana Pinky Makeleni ungwasungula uhlelo lweSkirt Ministry ubexoxa lo Praxedis Jeremiah we Studio 7. Selikuzwile ukuthi uhulumende uzama ukulifakela imigoqo kundlela elikhulumisana ngazo enkundleni zobulembu lakubomakhalekhukhwini. Kambe lithini ngalokhu? Asizweni unkosazana Noma Mlalazi usakhile lilinelo unkosazana Maureen Moyo bexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7.
I-social media ngathi inoncedo, ibuye ingabi noncedo ekutheni ene yindlela lapho esiyikhipha khona imizwa yethu ukuthi sifila kanjani ngengodaba oluthize la esihlala khona, endaweni zethu lapho esihlala khona. Ibuye ibe yinto enhle ukuthini uzosho wona ukuthi mina ngicabanga ukuthi into enje yenziwa kanje, kumele yenzeke kanje. Asiyitholi i-platform, kakhulukazi eZimbabwe, asiyitholi i-platform la singakwazi ukukhuluma khona sikhiphe into imizwa esiyifila ngaphakathi. So, at the same time iyaqala ukuthi uqala umsindo, ungakhuluma kahle ngento kanti omunye umuntu ayimphathi kahle. Selihlabeleke khonapho, kulokuzwana kulokungazani ku-Facebook.
Yes, sibone ke ukuthi silobani, silomama ke usakhilelele ne uMadube.
Uhulumende mina ngiboneka ngithiwa kule nto ayesabayo, ngoba abantu beZimbabwe generally they are afraid of saying ama-views abo ngendlela ilizwe libuswa ngayo. But umuntu uma ekufoni yakhe ku-Facebook yikho lapho akwazi ukuthi ayi-express ama-feelings akhe ngendlela into eziphathwa ngayo. So yindlela engibona ngayo.
Ye, so ke khona ukukhuluma nguhulumende ukuthi i-social media kayenzi kuhle. Kungabe kuthi abantu bayesaba ukuthi bakhulume abakufisayo, kodwa ku-social media bakhuluma konke. Okunye okwangikhona Madube akuyangisi yini?
Ekuthukeni sibili umuntu wenhlamba vele kazangabe wayisho emphakathini, ngoba awuyekuthuka umongameli ye singavule izinto abengazizi ukuthi asiyani emphakathini, but you cannot insult someone who is 90+.
So ke ngizwa kuthiwa ke sesilo Maureen Moyo usecingweni.
Ngicabanga ukuthi i-social media yona it's a easy way of communicating, ne? But the thing is ukuthi abantu sebeyi-abuser, they are misusing it, yayibona. And then ifana like even journalist whatever they do put propaganda ku-social media, and then like uthola ukuthi umuntu ugcikela isithunzi somunye umuntu phansi nge-propaganda, and umuntu leyo information efakwa lapho akayazi. I think if i-social media like journalist, if they can be monitored before bafake izinto ku-social media, uyayibona into enjalo.
Unkosazana Maureen Moyo usakhilele linelo Noma Mlalazi velo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7. Ukuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Sokuqhamuke ukulwisana okukhulu phakathi kwabasekeli bakamongameli Robert Mugabe, umnumzana Phelekezela Mphokolo, umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Ikomishini yezokhetho ithi sibhalise abantu abazinkulungwane ezingama-25,000 i-25,000 kwanelo kwa lamhlanje mthwakazo muhle olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.